AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden joined world leaders in France to mark D-Day's 80th anniversary. Saka Magani has our report.
June 6, 1944.
From the sea and sky, nearly 160,000 Allied troops descended on Normandy.
The president met with several of the dwindling number of survivors.
This is all you did for all of us.
And at the American Cemetery in Normandy, watched as more than 100 World War II veterans received a gun salute.
Au nom de la République française.
And the Legion of Honor from French President Emmanuel Macron.
You are back here today, at home.
The underlying message?
The Allied forces of D-Day did their duty.
Amid Russia's war in Ukraine, the president urged the world to live up to their example and leave another for future generations.
We saved democracy in our time as well.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials tell AP the U.S. is preparing to send more military aid to Ukraine, including ammunition that can be used to strike inside Russia to defend the city of Kharkiv. Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced families in central Gaza killed at least 33 people, including 12 women and children. The Israeli military claims the school was being used as a Hamas compound. Meantime, Norman Hall has this.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to address a joint meeting of Congress on July 24th, according to two people familiar with the matter. Congressional leaders last week formally invited Netanyahu to come to speak as a show of support of Israel, despite mounting political divisions over the military assault on Hamas in Gaza. Leaders from both parties signed a letter extending the invitation to Netanyahu, but his appearance is sure to be contentious and met with plenty of protests both inside the Capitol from lawmakers and outside by pro-Palestinian protesters. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is AP News. A judge has ordered Steve Bannon to report to prison by July 1st to serve a four-month sentence for defying a subpoena from the House committee that investigated the U.S. Capitol insurrection. Annette Donahue reports a gun-toting St. Louis couple who waved their weapons at racial injustice protesters may get those guns back.
Attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey were caught on video in 2020.
You may have seen us defending our home as a mob of protesters descended on our neighborhood.
Mark McCloskey emerged from his home with an AR-15-style rifle, and Patricia McCloskey waved a semi-automatic pistol. They say they felt threatened by protesters passing by. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports a judge has expunged the McCloskeys' misdemeanor convictions, saying they have rehabilitated and should get a second chance. Police and city prosecutors were opposed. The couple now wants their guns back, and if they don't get them, they will sue. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.